is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Six Ways to Identify Religious Deceivers and Con Men. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is The Cathedrals with Oh, What a Savior. After which, we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
I want you to listen to one of the most powerful tenor singers I've ever heard, to sing one of the most powerful songs I've ever heard. Oh, what a Savior.
He gave His life's blood for even me. Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, and no hope within could I see. Oh, but they searched through heaven, and they found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior. His hands, they were nailed, scarred. His side was revealed, but He gave His life's blood for even me. But death's chilling waters, one of these days I'll be crossing. Oh, but then His hand, it will lead me, gonna lead me safe. Oh,
Thank you, Lord.
You and me, His holy hands, they would be
scarred.
His time was revealed, but He gave His life's blood for
these people. They teach you things you've never heard. Marvelous words. Crafty words. Deceitful words. Peter says, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Hey man, they look at you as a product. And you got money in your pocket. And they're going to make merchandise. They're going to sell you something. Whose judgment, he says, now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Believe me, God's not sleeping, He's not slumbering, and their damnation is going to be right on schedule. Their damnation is right on schedule, and you don't want to be there with them. When they get on that damnation train headed to hell, you don't want to be on the in the first class passenger section, my friend. Instead, you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Jude, verse 3. Once. These people love something new all the time. But the real faith of God was once delivered to the saints. You don't have to keep learning all these new things from the Athenians. Just read the Bible. Learn what the apostles taught. Then you'll know the real faith that once was taught. They all come out and they say, I have new revelation. I have a new word from God. Everybody goes, woo, a new word. I got a word of knowledge for you. Yeah. You say, I already have plenty of knowledge. I got it from the Bible. You shouldn't even have fellowship with these people anyway, because Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Hey, now there's where the critical part comes in. Don't have any part with them. Don't have anything to do with them. But that's not all. That's not enough. Don't just stay away from them. Reprove them. Go up to them and rebuke them. Exhort them to stop doing that stuff. Now, let me tell you about these people. First of all, they point people to the world and not the cross. That's the first way to identify them. Jesus Christ and the gospel are not emphasized. I talk about Bible prophecy, and I show how Jesus is coming again. Through all the conspiracies, Jesus is going to shine through. And He's going to override all of them someday. But Judaizers, for example, point people to the world. Israel is so wonderful. The Jews are so wonderful. Why, they're God's chosen. And we've got to go help the Jews. And we've got to kill all the Palestinians and blast them out. Whatever we have to do to exalt the Jews, because they're God's chosen people. And Israel is such a wonderful nation, and we have to give it $13 billion of the foreign aid money. And Israel, 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 the Jews, their minds are always on some earthly nation. And you know, that stands true for people that just can't quit talking about America. Oh, God bless America. Every speech is patriotic. Sounds really good. But hey, where's Jesus? Some people talk about things like church growth. We've got to have church growth. What are we going to do to grow our church? Well, you know, if you just preach Jesus, let Jesus do it for you. He can grow your church a lot better than you, but you're so worried about nickels and dimes and noses, as they call it. You want a bigger church building, the pastor says. Oh, we got to have a new entertainment center. We got to have a new gymnasium for our kids. Oh, yes. They're pointing people to the world and not to the cross. Many emphasize the social gospel. Oh, we got to have shelters for the homeless. We got to help people fight AIDS and educate them. Now, and all of these things may be good in their place, but friends, major on Jesus, minor on everything else. I opened up the paper several years ago here in Austin in St. John Methodist Church. Says they're going to have their big Easter extravaganza. Thought, man, must be a passion play or something, pointing people to Jesus. No, they said it was going to be the production of the old Broadway hit, My Fair Lady. They wanted to bring people to their church for this Easter extravaganza. Do what? This is when supposedly Jesus rose from the dead, but we're going to be talking about My Fair Lady. Hey, let them go down and rent the video. They want to see My Fair Lady. And then there's those churches that rarely talk about Jesus, but always talk about the self. Do you have a problem? Well, we have a 12-step program for you. Whether you drink or take drugs or have anger or narcotics, whatever, we love you, and we have a 12-step program for you. Now, you'll only learn about the higher power and some hazy, fuzzy God of your own understanding. That's one of the ways that AA puts it. Don't mention the name of Jesus in here. You could offend somebody at our AA meeting. Just talk about the God of your own understanding or my higher power. Don't mention his name. Oh, my. That could hurt somebody's feeling who's a Buddhist or a Hindu. Yeah, well, it might save somebody from going to hell, too, but we don't care about that. And then there's the Catholics and some of the others that say, we've got to go down to South America and liberate the people. That should be the focus of the church. The socialist aims that we have. The environmentalists say, we've got to save Mother Earth. Oh, there's churches out there, boy. I mean, they're recycling and doing all kind of things. I remember hearing Richard Land. He's one of the top dogs in the Southern Baptist Convention, and he gave a speech to a convention of Southern Baptists, and he says, not only are we called to redeem human souls, but we're called to redeem the earth. We've got to be good stewards by being environmentalists. I didn't know we were trying to save Mother Earth, but Richard Land said we were. Then there are those churches, some of them are black churches, they say, our main goal is to get more blacks to the polls. Our main goal is to tell you what Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson said. Why, we've got to elect the liberal Democrats because they're the only one that's going to give us welfare and blah, 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 blah. They point people to the world and not the cross. And then there's other little variations of that. Here's a Christian youth magazine somebody sent me, and has all about rock music and popular music for young people in churches. And one said, when you hear Britney Spears, here's what I'm reading from the magazine. It's the magazine article from this Christian magazine is called Tune In to God. Tune In to God. By the way, if you don't believe me, this is Faith Magazine. Faith Magazine, September 2002 edition. Tune In to God. Is there a deeper meaning to Smash Mouth? What is Smash Mouth? That's the name of a Christian rock group. Smash Mouth. Boy, that's really holy, isn't it? And here's an article. Here's a picture of Britney Spears now. That's the young singer. And she has her dress up to her thighs. And she's sitting, sort of hoping people will look up her dress, I guess. I don't know. And this magazine, this Christian youth magazine, asked the question, when you hear Britney Spears, do you think of God? Do what? And it says, you can use your favorite songs, even Britney Spears, to turn something secular into a sacred moment. Use your favorite secular songs, even Britney Spears songs, to turn something secular into a sacred moment. And then here's a guy that really wants to bring the world into the church. Hey, this is from a newspaper called the News Herald. It says, a Kentucky man, an artist, depicts a modern tattooed image of Christ. Artist Stephen Sawyer sits in front of a painting titled Call to Repentance. Oh, Sawyer, who describes himself as a Christian with no denomination, yeah, no faith either, paints images of Christ on his own terms. Right now, He has a painting of Jesus in wearing blue jeans and a t-shirt and sporting a tattoo. He's got to make Jesus more contemporary with the world. Oh, my, my. Now, the second thing we're going to talk about is those who are con men and deceivers because they're ecumenical. Ecumenical. Billy Graham, a 33rd degree Mason. Robert Schiller, a 33rd degree Mason. They're both ecumenical. While Robert Schiller said, quote, Muslims are Christians. I bet even Muslims are pretty shocked at that. Muslims themselves, of course, say we are not Christians. We do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Our Quran says Jesus is not the Son of God. He did not die on the cross and rise from the dead. No, he didn't do that. Robert Schiller, he's ecumenical. He says, yes, Muslims are Christians. Pope John Paul II says, the Jews are our elder brothers. No, no, only Jews who accept Jesus are our elder brothers. Then it doesn't matter whether they're Jew or Gentile, Mr. Pope. Goodness. He also says that Muslims, Hindus, and the voodoo and tribalism teachers of Africa, they're also headed for heaven as long as they follow the light that they're given by their tribal gods and deities. Pope John Paul II, you are a mixed up fella. You're wrong. George W. Bush, Colin Powell was angry when a number of Christians says that the Muslims have an evil religion. Boy, Colin Powell was angry. I think he was angry because he doesn't have any religion. Then there's George W. Bush. He and his mother, Barbara, talked to Billy Graham, and Billy Graham assured them that no one really knows who's going to go to heaven, so they really couldn't say that only Christians are going to heaven. George W. Bush says that made him feel a lot better. Now, I've got page one of the Austin American Statesman newspaper that explains that. I remember some years ago, Dr. Browning Ware, a pastor of one of the largest churches, First Baptist in Austin, Texas, allowed Matthew Fox, a New Age priest, to come speak at his church. Matthew Fox said, if we keep the gods of the Piscean age, the age of the fish, that is Jesus and the others, then we're whoring after the past. If you believe in Jesus, you're whoring, says Matthew Fox. And they allowed him to go in that First Baptist church, have his own little talk at night. Then there's the church, St. John the Divine Cathedral. It's the largest Episcopal church in America, New York City. They put up a statue of Christa, Jesus Christ, as a woman. And then they put a statue of Buddha on their altar, but they say they're Episcopals. I have since found out that the church's rector and his boss, the bishop, are both 33rd degree Masons. Al Gore went and spoke there and blessed the animals. Yeah, they had a bless the animals session. Talk about pointing people to the world, not to Christ. They're blessing the animals. Then there's Chuck Colson, who got criticism from Tex Mars and said he got more letters of hate than he had ever gotten before. Of course, I don't think he got one letter of hate. Probably got some letters chewing him out saying, hey, get with it, get with the Bible, but he calls that hate. He went to the Parliament of the World's Religions a few years back and received the $1 million prize from the Templeton Foundation. It was a John Templeton Prize for Progress in Religion. He probably felt really good about getting the award, especially since it's been given in the past to a Buddhist, a Hindu, and to Billy Graham. And it was given to him at the Parliament of the World's Religions. They had witches and pagan priests, and they had voodoo priests, and they had tribal witch doctors and Muslims. And I bet he felt real good in the company of such men getting his $1 million prize. I guess old Chuck really enjoyed that. Then there was the Southern Baptist University in North Carolina. Yes, the Southern Baptist University. They had Jesse Helms as their speaker. Senator Jesse Helms. Now, people say, what's the matter with that? He's a Southern Baptist. Yes, and he's also a 33rd degree Mason. And by the way, on the podium with him, they had also invited the Dalai Lama, who calls himself God, the God man of Tibetan Buddhism. There he was at a Baptist church, university. Then there's also the Baptist University in the South that invited Maya Angelou, Bill Clinton's poet laureate, to be on their faculty. They're paying her tens of thousands of dollars a year, but I checked and found out she really didn't have an office. She is on the faculty there, but her office is just a broom closet. They just put her name on a door and said, this is Maya Angelou's office. It's a broom closet. Because they just wanted to give her some free money, I guess. That's the Southern Baptist School. Now you know where your money's going to. Of course, Maya Angelou used to be a stripper and was the shack job a girlfriend of Malcolm X. But that doesn't matter to a Southern Baptist school, evidently. Because, after all, they're ecumenical. And I have a feeling that these ecumenical people share a loathing and hatred for true believers. Believe me. Hey, Trinity Broadcast Network seems to be a little ecumenical. They're now giving out for $25 a month. If you'll agree to give them $25 a month or send them a love gift of $250, they'll give you a statue of the angel Michael that you can put in your home. Wouldn't that be nice to have a statue? Now, I know it might be idolatry, but after all, TBN's not opposed to that, evidently. Ecumenical. Oh, priests and ministers across America are meeting with Buddhist monks and having prayer sessions, and they're meeting with Muslim imams, and they're all joining hands and praying together to the same God. You know, I really believe they are praying to the same God. It's not Jesus. It's the devil, but they're praying to the same God. Maybe they have not read the scriptures, because the scriptures say in chapter 6 of Corinthians, that's 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, verse 15, and what concord, that means what friendship, what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Believe me, God's not receiving these men and women. A third way, to identify religious deceivers and con men is to know that they are money-oriented. Money-oriented. You know, the Episcopals and the Presbyterians, they don't talk a lot about money, but they all get pretty fat salaries. Pretty fat salaries. I was recently reading a story about John Hagee, Cornerstone Church in San Antonio. He received $1.4 million last year. That's a pretty hefty salary. He was asked about that. He was asked, well, Billy Graham doesn't make that much money. Why should you earn that much money as a pastor? He said, wait just a minute. We're talking about apples and oranges here. Billy Graham may not make as high a salary as I do, but his ministry pays for everything. Pays for his house, pays for his cars. And you know, he was right. Billy Graham receives $200,000 salary, they say. Now, that was about 5 years ago. But he probably gets $500,000 in benefits a year. And by the way, Billy Graham, I have been able to determine, has a very fancy and luxurious condo in the richest part of Mexico City. He also has a very rich and luxurious condo in Tokyo, Japan. And he has one in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. But, of course, he just has total use of them. I'm sure they're not in his name. They're just in his ministry's name. Oh, yes. Well, friends, why don't you just go to your employer and say, you know, I've decided you don't need to give me a salary anymore. Just give me $200,000 spending money. And, oh, by the way, I want you to pay for my house, my car, all my food, and all my travel. I want you to buy me a couple of executive jets, and I want you to do all these things. But you don't have to give me any increase in salary this year. I'll be happy.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.